How much of the health care tab the school district should pick up is a major sticking point in this round of contract negotiations between the district, the Kenai Peninsula Education Association, and the Kenai Peninsula Educational Support Association.
More of our paycheck is going into health care, and if we could address that concern, that would go a long way into finding a good solution.
That's KPEA President Dave Brighton. Good solutions to rising health care costs have been exceedingly hard to come by, whether you're a school district, the federal government, or working for yourself. But teachers and support staff have been at work without a new contract since the beginning of the school year. Much of the debate now is about simply how to get through the next fiscal year, which will either be much easier or much more difficult depending on what happens at the legislature. The associations rejected a proposal from the district to use some one-time money to give a $500 boost to each full-time employee. Brighton says that doesn't go far in addressing the ongoing problem of health costs.
The whole reason we want to adjust the salary schedule is to offset inflation. So if we accept one-time funding, it means that next year we get a bigger decrease in our buying power. Our bigger concern this year in negotiations is addressing healthcare costs, and it doesn't look like that proposal that they passed over addresses healthcare at all.
The costs of the district's healthcare plan have shifted in the past few years, with employees picking up a larger share of that overall total. Part of the package offer from the associations was a switch by all employees to a high-deductible plan. District spokesperson Peggy Irkenev says switching to a different plan altogether is an option, but they don't know yet if it would save any money.
Both the associations and the district in current bargaining have requested a premium quote from the Public Education Health Trust to see if changing health insurance plans could reduce health insurance costs to both the district and its employees. And we're hoping that quote will be available later this month and can be compared to our current self-insured plan that we have for health care in the district.
The district is considering its response to the offer on the table from the associations due by October 30th. In addition to the health care questions, she says the salary increases proposed could end up costing jobs if new revenue doesn't come from the state or the borough.
There is concern from the district's perspective that the increase of $2.5 million in the current school year with further increases over the next 2 years, it's the three-year offer, is concerning to the district and would definitely result in further reductions in staffing and programs, with one result being a higher pupil-teacher ratio.
If a deal can't be reached after this latest round of mediation, the two sides could go into arbitration in February. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.